Lord, we want to know you in a more deep and intimate way. Lord, so allow us to endure whatever it is you'd have for us that would bring us closer to you. Help us not to grow weary. Help us not to grow faint, Lord. Help us to trust in you. Increase your faith, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to start out in Romans 5, verse 3. And it's so cool how the body works. Because I feel like God was stirring up things to share on and talk about. And Friday night, even at the youth group, I was kind of joking, you know, kind of working on a study there. He's like, you want to share? And it was funny because that's exactly what he shared on. Start on verse 3. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that the suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character. Character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us. And I just kind of want to share on the different struggles or pains, trials we might go through. And how that it's okay. It's not an ungodly thing. Maybe people look in the church and see people's lives perfect as Christians, and they don't struggle, they don't go through hardship, they don't go through pains, and that's just a total lie. But God's created that, God's allowed that. He's designed that for us to grow in our faith, and I can kind of just see that in even a lot of different aspects of life, even with working out, how you actually need to go through pains to grow, even in strength and your growing of your muscles or working out. There's going to be that practicing that in sports, it's not just something you acquire by sleeping and waking up the next day, I got some muscles, but there's going to cause, there's pain that needs to take place, there needs to be ripping, there needs to be growing. For that to take effect, for that to happen, for that growth to happen in our lives, there might need, God's going to allow different things in our lives to bring an increase in our faith, increase in our hope, our strength, our character. And one thing that I kind of shared on yesterday that God kind of did in my life and is doing and has done. I see that from the beginning. But one thing in particular that I freshly went through last week, just going through a hard, whatever you want to call it, depression, whatever it was, fueled by fear, disappointment, Satan in my ear saying, you're never going to amount to nothing. Look at all the things that you've done in the past. You have ruined, you're cut off. Just die and be over with it. These are the thoughts, these are feelings that are running through my mind, and it was discouraging. It was painful. It was hurtful. And it was just overmasking what God is saying about me and what God is saying about us, and that we are beloved, we are forgiven, and we have that hope. And there's nothing that can happen to us if we have that hope in Christ that could rob us from that hope. Not even death. Death, where is your sting? But even through death, there is a victory, because we have an eternal hope and glory to live with him in eternity, to be completely reunited with our natural state, our natural being, and that was sinless, that was completely at peace with God and fellowship with God. And so even through death, if that would take us to the end of, if the trials and sufferings that take us to the end, which is death, that's not even enough to freak out about. Mm-hmm. And just different men in the Bible that God kind of was bringing to my attention, to my mind, that had different, I feel like had different struggles, different distresses, stress, whatever we want to call it, you know, it's, and that's, that was David. I want to read Psalm 23. I know everyone, a lot of us know that, but I just want to read it. God's word is not turn back void. There's power, and it's, I'll probably chop it up, even though it's so short anyways. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. See, I'm gonna keep going, but I just see David, King David, going through this time of, you know, what is he talking about? He's going through a valley of the shadow of death. This was a man after God's own heart. This is one that wrote tons of different psalms, and if you go through them, which I've been just diving in and out, I mean, there's ups and downs in David's life. He wasn't perfectly on fire, perfect joy. I mean, in that sense, he had different distresses, different anguishes, trials, tribulations, things he was going through in his life, along with other different characters. So as Christians, you know, it's a lie to say that we don't go through hurts, we don't go through pains, we don't go through stress because of life situations, because of the fallen nature, because of sin. But it's okay. God's allowed that to create in us character, faith, hope. And surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. See, King David, he knew the Lord and his faithfulness, and that's kind of what I was going through the other night. I was resting and knowing, God, whatever I'm going through, I trust in you. I trust in you. You know, these feelings, these emotions, you know, I've prayed, I've sought you, I read your word, I'm engaged, I'm open, I'm honest with people. Hey, I'm not in the best state of mind. I don't know where it's coming from. I'm not going to freak out, though, and worry and run from the church and hide in the closet. I was open. I was honest. I hung out with Christian. I hung out with Chris Gosh. Man, it was just a rough day. You know, I need to be around people. And that's okay. We're not completely full of strength every moment, every second of the day. And that's all right. You know, that's God. I believe God loves that because that brings us to a dependence on him. As little children depend on their father to nurture them, that's what he wants, you know. Don't forbid the children to come unto me. God wants us to be in reliance and dependence on him. And that honors and that blesses him. I do believe that, you know. Because if not, then we're just thinking we're doing it all on our own strength. We don't need God. Oh, I'm going to get through this pain, these feelings, these emotions. I don't need to pray. And then we get caught up in the world and an enemy wants to give us different things to give us comfort in those things. And you know, different people to hang around. Maybe different drugs and alcohol to ease the comfort of the pain because you're not satisfied in Christ or yourself or who you are. And you can't just stand the things you've done or forgive yourself for. So you drown yourself in drugs and alcohol and you're even in a worse state than you were. But King David, he says, your rod, your staff, they comfort me. Amen. You know, as a sheep, the shepherd, he would pull them out of the holes in the valley with his staff. He would, that little ring, he would bring them out. And that's kind of what God does with us, you know, when we're, let's not freak out and have such little faith that God's not going to bring us out of different situations. But it's not sin or the things that come at us. It's how we respond to those things. You know, are we gonna buy into the lies of the enemy and Satan and what he has to offer us to bring us peace and joy, which is a complete lie. and it will cause even more destruction? Or are we going to say, God, I trust you through that? I'm not sure why you're allowing this to happen to me, but I trust in you. And our greatest example, Christ, obedient to God, you know, deserving nothing, went through serious stress in the Garden of Gethsemane, how he was praying, God, don't, you know, let this cup pass from me, knowing his destination on the cross, to be crucified. I mean, imagine knowing you were about to be tortured. I mean, that would cause serious stress. And he prayed. See, as our example, are we going through hardship? Not compared to what God, Christ went through, but are we praying? And that's what God was teaching me through last week, going through that. And it was just a sweet, easy prayer. It was a yielding of my emotions, my feelings. Lord, take these feelings, these emotions from me, but not my will, let your will be done. If he wanted me to go through that and experience that, and he did, and he's so good, because it was only about 3 days. You know how faithless I am to freak out, thinking maybe I'm going to stay like this forever. I got to go see the doctor and get some more medications to heal my mind that never worked in the past anyway. God, he's just so faithful. After a few days, he lifted me out of it. It was just like, just reminded me of the story with the disciples on the ship and how the storms were coming and they're raging and they ran to Jesus. He's sleeping, totally cool. And why do you have such little faith? And he rebuked the seas, the storms. And that's kind of what I felt like, you know, is Christ was looking at me with these little storms in my life, and he's just saying, why? You know, am I not going to calm the storms, you know? You have little faith. And because he does, you know, we could just rest in peace and assurance, knowing he's going to calm the seas, the storms in our life. And he has, you know. Let's look back at the faithfulness that God's had on our lives. Is that not enough to see where he's even taken us from birth? The near-death experience, I'm sure a lot of us has even experienced the times of death that we probably don't even see. We'll see a big picture when we go to heaven, all the times he's protected us from different things and situations. Even, you know, Job, if you want, verse 121, how he said, you know, the Lord gives and he takes away, bless me the name of the Lord. You know, Job was tried. I don't know how he did it. I mean, through God's strength, obviously. But man, to have your whole family just taken from you, killed, all your possessions, your hard-earned stuff, gone. You know, and to be able to even, you know, your other half saying, you know, curse God and die. And he was an upright spirit. I don't believe he was sinlessly perfect, because it says no man righteous, no, not one. I don't believe he was, but he was perfect in his position to be upright with God, his complete trust and faith that whatever happens, God's allowing. So God gives and God takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He was able to understand that God knows what he's doing, and if God wants to take it, then so be it. And that's a lot of faith. God gave, he takes away, okay, that's cool, you know. No, he had boils. He threw ashes on his head. He was mourning. He had people pointing the finger saying, you know, what did you do to deserve this? I mean, that's a lot to go through. And he was hurting. He was hurting. He had stresses. But he trusts God through it all. God brought him out of those storms, and he blessed him. He blessed him so much afterwards. And that's just a huge story whenever we're going through things to just remember. And Christ, his obedience to the cross, no stresses. Job, how his whole family is just taken and robbed from him. And there's just comfort in that. You know, just our little things that we think that's just so suffering, that we get so stirred up about, that we think it's a huge storm, it's so small compared to different people in the Bible as examples we could refer to. But God's gracious. He knows he gives different measures of faith to different people. I don't think I could have been Job. I mean, I probably wouldn't have failed Job. To have my whole family taken and murdered. Man, that's... But God knew him in his heart towards him. And he allowed that and used that to say, I could do this through someone. You could rely and depend on my strength to get through that. I did it in Job. So how Satan with Christ. I just kind of thinking of how just that spiritual war of how God is allowing us and causing us to go into some kind of pain and suffering, and how Satan is in the ears and whispering, saying, "No, that's not God. That's not God. You need to go and get relief through medications and doctors." How he was in the ears and mind of Peter and allowed Peter to speak out to say, "Jesus, I'm not gonna let them take you, to the cross. You don't have to go through that suffering. There's a way out." And he said, "Get behind me, Satan." He knew his calling. He knew God's word and direction. That was to the cross, and he had said, "No, this is my cross to bear for the world." And I'm thankful he did. I'm thankful that he was faithful to the cross and to allow us to be cleansed and healed. So I'm so thankful that he was so perfect. I'm so thankful God sent him and his Son form to die for me and die for us, because without that I would have no hope. I would have no drive. I would might as well be dead. But there is a hope. There's a hope that even whatever we go through in this world, it's small comparative eternity. And that's just the exhortation God was teaching me this week, and I want to share with you guys. If you're going through something, push on. Push on knowing you're not alone in your sufferings, that you could lay those burdens at Christ's feet. And if God doesn't immediately take those pains, those hurts, those sorrows, say that small prayer, "Not my will, but your will be done." That's surrendering, that's yielding those emotions to him. You're giving it to him, and whether he takes it or not, you trust him through that and believe that he's allowing that to build something in you. He's allowing that to produce character, patience, perseverance, hope. Praise God. Thank you.
Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all.
Bye. leads you this morning, come on up and receive what God has provisioned for all of us. If you're not deserving, you're the first one that needs to be up here. We thank you, Jesus Christ, that none of us deserve. We thank you, Lord God, that we can simply enjoy and receive and respond. We thank you, Lord God, for the little things. We thank you for the big things happening, Lord God. We thank you for the fellowship next week, Lord God, at the time. In the afternoon, Lord Jesus, the annual picnic, Lord God. We pray, as Terry was saying, it's going to be different, I know, Lord, this year even than other years. We thank you, Jesus Christ, that it's turning into a mission outreach, Lord God. It's a hospital. People are being basically carried in on stretchers and laying there, Lord God, needing your healing balm, Lord, applied to them. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. You're just beginning, Lord God. You're just beginning to revive a town, to revive a people, Lord God. That we be called your people. You would be our God. Thank you, Jesus. Come receive the body broken for you and the blood representing his life, traded for yours. Thank you, Jesus.